این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth And today we'll be discussing the month of Muharram Imam Hussein and Ashura in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini There's so many of us today that pray and we wish that we were with Imam Hussein in the battlefield of Karbala We wish that we could lay our life with him. And we regret that we were not alive in that time and age. I would like to raise a question, you know, where is today's Ashura? Where is Ashura taking place today? And is there a way that we can be connected to that same movement that Imam Hussein started? What we find is Imam Khomeini reminded us that as long as tyrants rule the world and oppression remains, and Ashura will always remain alive. For example, we are always reminded to recite Ziyarat-e-Ashura. And there are these famous lines in Ziyarat-e-Ashura which says, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you, and I am at war against those who have fought against you up until the day of judgment. This reminds us that Ashura is still alive and well today. We don't have to, you know, wish that we were alive 1,000 years ago. We're alive today, and there are things happening today that we can be a part of. To give you an example, there are many Shias that went and fought in Syria, and they laid their lives for the protection of the holy shrine. Is this not the Ashura of today? Or take, for example, Hezbollah, which has fought a war and continues to do so against the Zionists. Isn't this today's Ashura? So, Imam Khomeini reminds us that, you know, he was seeking this very pure Islam. This pure Islam is the Islam which combats against oppression. And it says you must stand up for justice and you must stand up for the oppressed.
Peter Snow, News at 10, Paris.
We did the first long interview with the Ayatollah.
It is the temporary residence of the man who symbolizes the religious opposition to the Shah and who guides the movement to overthrow him. Have you considered it might be the time to compromise, to accept the concessions he's made? To avoid the deaths of perhaps thousands of your followers.
If the Shah tells the truth, and he is honest in what he says, then he has to accept and submit to the demands of the people.
In any case, we were invited to the holy city of Qom to interview him there in his headquarters.
For example, the leader Ayatollah Khamenei said that Imam Khomeini's view, this pure Islam is in contrast to the Islam promoted by the West, which is just ritualistic, it's ceremonial. And it's really, the key point is that it's indifferent towards oppression and transgression. So this is how we can find Karbala and Ashura in our time and age. And, you know, people question, for example, why should we, you know, support the Palestinian issue? Sometimes Shias question this, you know, they say, what can we do? Why should we be supporting them? Imam Khomeini reminded us this, that then Quds and Palestine, these are the Ashuras of today. The Yazids of our time and age are these very Zionists and arrogant power that bully and massacre and torture nations, right? For example, they have, till this very day, till right now, if you turn on the news, you'll find that Israel is annexing land from Palestinians. Daily, there have been killing children and women and men in Palestine. It hasn't really stopped, you know. So this is one of the key ways that we can find and contribute to the Ashura and Karbala of our time, is by standing up against these arrogant powers and doing whatever we can to help this cause. And Imam Khomeini was the person who really started this movement in our century. He is the person who reminded us of this pure Islam that Imam Hussein brought about, in opposition to the Islam which is today being promoted in other countries and in other places. So thank you very much for listening. And with salutations and peace upon our master Imam Hussein, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.